This is CliffCentral.com.
Ooh, that's a new little juicy track over there, man. Young Thug featuring Rihanna. What up, what up, what up? We are with the worst guys. What up, what up, what up, what up? You are chilling with Malcolm Julie over here. Malcolm Julie and Ria Beatrice Cecilia.
Yeah, what up, there we go, there we go.
Welcome, 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 y'all.
Have you had your coffee today, brother?
I have, dude. You know, I have to have my cuppa, bro. It keeps me going.
Keeps you going.
Yourself?
All right. I'm about to have my first one right now. Obviously, I have to replenish my electrolytes with some energy, you know, because I'm back in the gym, boy.
Hitting the gym hard, dog.
These people don't actually know what's about to hit them. I'm about to be at one of those bodybuilding fitness competitions. Just rock up there. Nobody will know who I am. I'm just like, how's it, gents? How's it, gents? You know, as soon as they call off my name, then I'm going to get off my tracksuit and then step on stage, fuck shit up, take first place and just be like, thanks,
cheers, guys.
Guys.
Thanks for coming.
That's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, no, it's cool, man, that you're back in the gym. Oh, shit, we are also, like, aren't you entering some men's health cover guy competition? Tell us a little bit about that.
Men's health cover guy competition, it's been running from, I think, like, the beginning of July or June, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
I only made my entrance, like, mid-July. And it's running up until the 5th of September in terms of voting. And then from then onwards, it's just up to the director to, well, the visual director to see who he wants to choose as the face.
Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily about the votes. It's just about getting there to the place where you do the photo
shoot. Top 12 gets selected to be, like, get selected to go to the photo shoot.
Yeah.
And then thereafter, it's the editor's decision.
Oh, dope. So you're going to sell him with that worst guy's charm out of
here. Worst guys.
No, that's dope, man. So vote for Ria Beatrice Cecilia with the Men's Health Cover Guy competition.
You'll find the link on our Facebook page.
The worst guys. And you can also just hit us up on Twitter for our conversation today at @_worstguys. On Instagram, if you want to see our hoot, we are just the worst guys. But yeah, man, it's been such a fucking awesome week. The sun is shining as usual on Wednesday.
Sun is shining. The weather is sweet.
And we out here in the Cliff Central Studios doing what we do best, talking to y'all and loving y'all. But before we get into any of the topics for the day, I just want to catch up with my boy Ria. It's been too long since we've been up in the studio together, dog. So I just want to know, what have you been up to? What's been going on in your life the last couple
Can
of
I
weeks?
Can I be totally man? Honest with you? It's be chaotic. Because you know I do a 9-to-5, dog. I'm still in shackles. You
know what I'm saying? Still a slave.
No, I'm still in shackles. So I do a 9-to-5 and there's so much construction going on in Sutton. So I'm not, like, able to slide a gap.
Oh, to come from work during your lunch in time and then to make it back.
Exactly,
I see. Nah, exactly. Dog. Do the team. Get that guaps. But they must know that the guaps is going to make the worst guys flourish. Do they know anything about the worst guys at where you work, Louis V? Or they, is it still under wraps?
They know about the blanket drive that we have.
Oh, okay. Cool. Let's just talk a little bit about that, actually, now that you bring it up. So the worst guys is teaming up with the good stuff. We're still trying to figure out a name. I think the good stuff with the worst guys. Or what was your one?
My one was, well, that was because it was just the worst guys. It was the worst guys, warm winter. Yes, because it's winter and we're making it warm.
We're making it lit. And they came up with one yesterday, the worst good stuff ever. Or some of the worst good stuff.
How about we do this? How about we let the people talk to us and tell
us? Yeah, hit us up. What's the best name that we can combine for our blanket drive? Because we're working with the good stuff, Brent Lindekew's show, that takes place on Tuesday. We were actually on it yesterday, if you want to go listen to that podcast. We're just talking a little bit about this blanket drive that we're pushing. Yeah, we have a few bags out here in studio collecting clothes, shoes, anything that will make somebody out here in these streets cold. Because y'all know it's cold as out here.
Yeah, I know. And you know what the best part about it is? They're going to collect right from your doorstep, like UPS.
Dude,
man. UPS.
That's crazy. So in order to make that happen, collect everything you have. And if you're in the Joburg area, hit up Brent Lindekew. He's on www.goodguythings.com. Yes, that's what it is. And you can find out when he can come collect the blankets, the clothes, and all the shit you are not using. And let's be honest, if you have like 100 shirts, you are using max 20.
Look, from my point of view, everybody can help. Even if you just give not even a full pair of shoes away, just the one. Right foot.
Yeah, the right foot, the one he needs the most.
You know, because you know there's those cats out there that are walking around with one shoe. So if you give them the opposite side, then hey, dog, you've saved somebody's feet from getting, what's this now, frostbite.
frostbite.
Yeah. Do we even get that shit in South Africa?
I don't know. I don't think it's cold enough. Maybe some white people.
Hey, let me tell you, Free State. Oh my god.
Yeah, no, trust. We know that's live. So that's a big project that we're running. We're going to be distributing all the stuff on the 20th of July. So please, guys, gather all your things together. You have no excuse because you don't have to go anywhere. We'll literally come to your door and collect, maybe even hook you up with a young serenade. Also thinking about making just a charity event when we do just distribute the clothes with some stand-up comedy, obviously, and music and whatever else you guys like. Because, you know, we got it all.
You know what I'm saying? We're doing our bit for the community. Help us.
Yeah, so that's what we're up to in the upcoming weeks. But just on a personal level, I don't know if you have anything interesting that's been going on in your life.
Anything interesting? Well, when was it? I think it was Saturday night? No, Friday night. One of the two. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was sitting at home, you know, having a night in. Wow. Let me tell you, people really underrate night ins.
Hey, it's the one.
Night ins, bro.
When we were young, we cried about going to bed too early, staying alone inside our house and not being able to go outside to play. But now it seems like that's the most ideal thing for us to do. The older we get, the more we want to sleep and stay in.
Yeah, so carry on. So now, yeah, I'm having a night in, I'm watching a movie. Like, I just came back from the gym, showered, cooked some food, eating, sitting in front of the heater. All right. So now I'm sitting there and I'm watching this movie called American Justice. And I'm like, okay, this should be interesting. And when it started out, it seemed like a sort of like a comedy flick. And as it developed, then I was just like, what in the world is going on here? I press I to get more information and I'm like, okay, it's about to go down.
Yeah.
That movie was basically based on the injustices of the policing system in America.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah. So how did you feel about that?
I was touched. Matter of fact, you know, being an artist myself, I actually wrote a piece because that inspired me to write a piece myself using an instrumental from Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
The Season. Wow. Bruh. Let me tell you, when I release that, people are going to know.
Mm-hmm. Woke.
Woke.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. No, this is just, that's just a movie. But now that you bring it up, this is happening in real life. On Twitter today, black people are up in arms once again for good reason. Somebody has been shot in America. Guess what color his skin was?
Purple.
He was black. He was shot at point blank, blank range. Dude, I was...
Oh, point blank range.
Yeah, exactly. I saw the video, man. I don't know why I was shocked. But I genuinely was. I couldn't believe that somebody could kill Alton from such close range. He already had him in captivity. He was holding him down on the ground. For those of you who haven't seen the video, he was holding him down on the ground. He's been apprehended. First of all,
he was like spear tackled like gold.
Yeah, this guy,
this officer surely missed watching WWE. He surely misses Goldberg. I mean, like, this guy was that child that took playing wrestling way too far.
Choke slam unyela. Yeah, exactly. And Alton got shot in the fucking head. Like, not even a meter away from his head was the gun. He got shot in the head while being held down.
Two cops, by the way.
Yeah, well, in the video I saw the one cop.
Two cops held him down. The one tackled him. The other one held him while the other one was holding his like arms and his legs.
Yeah.
You don't see him because that guy's behind the car.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's what you hear.
Maybe that's how they celebrate 4th of July.
And yeah, exactly. But the thing is, we always up in arms. We're always angry. We're always talking about how black people feel. But the message never gets relayed. Shit stays the same. People are still getting shot for no good reason. You know, I saw a great tweet the other day. Well, actually this morning, once all this had happened, about that kid. I'm not even going to mention his name. Some white kid killed 9 people. And he was taken away peacefully by the police. And then they put a picture of Sterling over there, Alton Sterling. For those of you who know, we must remember that name. Alton Sterling is the black man who got shot in the head by policemen.
Alton with an A. I looked for it with an E.
Yeah. So anyway, they compared how police treat black and white people differently, and man, when will the anger stop? When, in fact, when will us speaking stop being enough anymore? What's the next step? Because surely, if you're not listening, it's action time. We need to boss up on these niggas because they're taking us for a puss. They're taking us for a puss. Literally, they keep doing this shit and we keep complaining about it and it keeps on happening. And I don't know what to do anymore. I don't think people realize how angry black people are. Black people are willing to go to war. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we should, but that's how angry people are.
Dumi Murathi said it best.
Yeah, she did.
People need to put their own people in check.
Yes! That's the most important part. Because as a white person, if shit goes down, you're going to be part of the stray bullets. Let me say that. So if your white people are talking shit, call them out. Say, dog, this shit is going to get us into trouble.
And the thing is, I'm not going to even act like there aren't people who don't do that. They do. It's just that, I don't know.
Y'all need to be looking out for all of y'all's right now. That's all I'm saying. People are
fucking upset.
And I'm tired of going up in arms or whatever. Look, let's see how the future goes. I hope it's good for y'all. Because it hasn't been good for us.
The way I see things, if Trump gets into power, a lot of more black lives are going to die. Let me tell you. And Mexicans as
well. No, I don't even think it's about Trump, man. I think it's just the idea.
It's going to float even more.
Yeah, it's just people's ideas of race. That's it. It's just pure standard issue racism. Except our people are getting murked. We've been getting murked. White people have not been getting murked. Maybe it's time to get murked for y'all to listen. That's all I'm saying. But yeah, I don't want to talk. I hate talking about race because it's every week, man. You see, that's the thing. It's every week there's something new. I want to try deviate from this topic, but every week it's there in my face. And obviously we can't sweep shit under the carpet anymore. Okay.
So what's been on your mind, though?
My mind? Oh, dude. I'm getting married. I think I told you earlier in the week, guys, I'm getting married. Yeah. Let me just hit myself over there. Malcolm Julie's getting married, y'all, to a fine, beautiful woman.
I don't know why you're celebrating. Have you seen divorce rates?
Yeah, dog, but you see, that's the thing. I've got a sweet deal with the woman I'm marrying. She's a star.
Are we dropping any names?
No, hell nah. That's the whole reason behind this thing. So, you know, with the industry we're in and the lifestyle we're leading, you know, there's a lot of women around, you know, prowling vultures. And I'm afraid, man. I'm afraid that a woman will snatch my soul, man. Cause I'm a man. You know, if a woman comes to approach me, it's like, you know, what are you going to do? It's like, okay.
So are you accepting that you're weak as a man?
Yes. And it's my penis's fault. Yeah, I accept. So what we've done, what I've done is that I've spoken to an old friend of mine that I used to work with. And yeah, she's a real gangster. We made an agreement. I asked her what she feels about marriage.
Mm-mm-mm.
And she's like, man, I don't think I can ever get married. You know, I'll have too many men in my life. Firstly, that cracked me up because it was nice to hear from a woman as well. And I was like, that's so dope because I feel exactly the same. But it's also good to have a partner, somebody that you can work with of the other sex. And maybe every now and again, you know, we might just dabble in the dance. But
nah,
that's
not about that life.
Nah,
bro.
That's not what it's about. But I'm about that life. So I'm glad I've got me.
Do you?
I'm glad I got me a wife, y'all. And when I want to, I'll take the ring off when I'm in the club. And when I don't and I see some trash print, I put it back on and I say, nah, B, I'm taken. So, yeah, that's the most exciting thing that's happened in my week. All right. So back to a little bit more news. Just something to celebrate, actually. Black Coffee winning a BET award.
That is
mad dope. In fact, Black Coffee, shout out to you, my boy. Shout out. You're representing Africa in the best way. Making songs with Alicia Keys and shit like that, man. That's
dog,
so
he's
dope.
Doing that shit with one hand. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? All right.
He's doing it with one hand, homies. One hand. So he won the Best International Act Award. Can I make a confession, though?
Here
as dope as this is, I've actually never listened to a full Black Coffee joint, like an album.
No, I'll be honest as well. I haven't, but that's because I'm not necessarily a house person.
Yeah, me neither. I like house, but I've never actually gone out and bought a house CD.
Yeah.
But I do like it when I hear it.
Based on what the reception for Black Coffee
must be,
he's a big deal.
Yeah, no. So mad props to the boy Black Coffee for representing us out there in the international streets. And also there's some more local, but not too local news, about Zimbabwe, one of our neighbors. Yeah, their country is also in a bit of a shambles. Well, it has been for a while, but, things are starting to get out of hand. There's riots. People have been told to stay.
Are you talking about Tshwane?
No. No, something similar though, something similar. It's Zimbabwe. Okay, so what happened essentially is that there was a pastor who made a video about the state of the nation, how Mugabe has had this dictatorship, the land was going to be redistributed to the original owners of the land, etc., etc. But it's all been about Mugabe. It's been a monarchy or whatever. And so he made a video about it.
And then he got murked.
Yeah. He made a video and it went viral. So then once it went viral, people started rioting and shit. And obviously in Zimbabwe, it's much harder. In fact, you can't speak about the president Mugabe. So for him to do that literally broke that cycle of censorship on Mugabe. So this is how I was listening to Gareth Cliff's show this morning, and he was saying this is how the revolution begins for Zimbabwe. Someone had to do it. Somebody had to break out of that bond. And I think this pastor's done it. Unfortunately, it has resulted in a lot of chaos in Zimbabwe. You know, people are being told to stay at work. But I mean, stay at home instead of go to work. Stay at home instead of go to work. Yeah, man. So we pray for Zimbabwe. We understand your struggle. Believe that. We understand your struggle. Dude, I actually think it should
that's
be compulsory.
Funny, that's
I,
not funny.
It's
though.
Not funny, no. I actually think it should be compulsory in schools for people to watch Sarafina as part of the curriculum.
You see, that's why I said even in the song that I wrote, right? Actually, I'm not even going to touch on this.
Okay, but
before I get heated
anybody
up.
Anybody from the education department, make sure that Sarafina is part of the curriculum because people need to see what has happened and how black people were treated and how we felt and how it still affects us today. I think that's the place where we get it confused, like it doesn't affect us today. Just because we speak the English that you forced down our throats so well doesn't mean we're the same, doesn't mean we have the same experiences. So just listen. We're not overreacting.
Like Beyonce said, dog, listen.
Alright. Oh, and also,
I'm in a giddy mood today. Sorry.
Yeah, me too, man. Life is good. Life is awesome. As much as there's bad shit going on, there's always bad shit going on.
Say,
good always wins over evil. That's what I believe. Love wins in the end. But
does
yeah.
It though?
Yeah, I believe it does. That we have to believe it does in order for it to work. So anyway, I watched the famous music video by Kanye West. I don't know if you've seen it.
Not.
Dude, this video, bruh. People have been going crazy about it on Facebook. It's from a song on The Life of Pablo Famous, featuring Rihanna. And it's essentially him in a bed, naked, with like all the other celebrities that he's had conflicts with, interactions with that weren't ideal for his career, or people that he's told off. So it's him in a bed, and these celebrities are silicon dolls, essentially. Silicon dolls. So there's Taylor Swift, firstly, because he has that line. He's like, I think I still might have sex with Taylor Swift. Why? Because I made that bitch famous. And then at that line, there's Taylor Swift naked as, but it's a silicon like doll.
Apparently
or whatever.
She threw her arms up and like, Kanye, you can't do that.
Whatever, man. Kanye put out a tweet. He's like, I'm still waiting for somebody to sue me. Hashtag I'll wait. I was like, yo, somebody sue me. Hashtag I'll wait. Something like that. So yeah, Taylor Swift was there. Kim Kardashian was there next to him, obviously naked. Rihanna was there.
But
Chris Brown was there.
Was Kim a silicone doll as well?
Yes, I think so. Kanye seemed to me to be the only one who wasn't. Look, dude, these things looked so real.
Like Madame Tussauds.
Dude, like so, so real. I wouldn't be able to tell that they were silicon, whatever those things are. Mannequins. They looked really, really real. So anyway, I saw this famous music video. Oh, we just had our guests pop into the studio. What up, homies? Yeah, just set yourselves up. Set yourselves up. We'll get you on now. We're just wrapping up with the news. So yeah, Taylor Swift was there. Kim Kardashian was there. Ray J was there. Donald Trump was there. Who else was there?
All of them, basically.
All of them. And no, there was one important one. George Bush. George Bush was there because he said some shit to George Bush a while ago about how George Bush hates black people.
Oh, yeah. George Bush does not like black people.
Yeah. So he went really in on this video, and he's been getting a lot of flack on YouTube, especially because of like the likes of the Taylor Swift fans. The Taylor Swift fans obviously weren't happy. But yeah, man, I thought it was really... Kanye West is bound by no man and no thing, which is amazing for me to see as an artist, because nothing matters to him. He's speaking his truth. That is art. I haven't seen a music video that good ever, actually, because he broke every boundary and every barrier, and he still says hashtag I'll wait for y'all to come sue me.
This is just a side note from what I saw today when I was chilling at home. Apparently we're going to have a Ridiculousness South Africa now.
Oh. Who's going to be hosting that?
Dude, you know how sick I am of seeing the same shit that we see overseas now brought to South Africa?
Yeah, we hold here. We hold. Why do we need that shit?
Where's our originality?
Yeah. Nah, I feel you. I feel you, dog. But yeah, I really enjoyed that famous video. If you haven't seen it yet, go check it out, y'all. What else is popping in the news? Okay, so Oscar Pistorius gets 6 years in jail.
Wow.
Dude.
You can basically start counting from the months now, hey?
Yeah, exactly. Joop must be praying he was white and disabled right now. Because he's seeing Oscar walk. Ha ha! Yes, that was a joke. And he's still chilling in there. And the worst part is that Joop's, although it was an atrocious accident, it was an accident nonetheless. But hey, man, if you don't have white skin and money, I guess you're going to jail or you're going to die. Those are the two options for black people in our lives right now. Oscar Pistorius gets 6 years. I saw a funny ass tweet. Somebody's like, is Drake still in the country? Because like, we at least need to turn that six upside down to a nine now. At least. At least to a nine. But yeah, I think Drake's left. So yeah, Oscar's going to get six and he's going to wheelchair out very, very soon.
I hope they make him a quadriplegic.
Yeah, they must tear him a new one. While he's there. In fact, he must somehow hang himself in there. It must be so shit that he doesn't even want to live anymore.
One of those police officers, like, just give him a lace, like, you know what to do.
But on that note, Barry Roux is a boss-ass lawyer. Fucking
but we've been
boss.
This,
yeah,
though.
But with the whole Zuma corruption
we've
thing,
been
yeah.
Doing this.
Barry Roux must be the best lawyer in this country because 6 years for murder. Dude, that has to be like a record. Surely.
Yo, your surely. Price must have just gone up, right?
Dog,
now.
Yeah, definitely. If you're in shit, guys, get Barry Roux. Especially,
I think Kanye has Barry Roux. That's why he's saying, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, he's still waiting. He's got Barry Roux in the wings waiting to tear your ass up. And then, yeah, the last bit of little news. I thought this was just hilarious. Messi's been sentenced to 20 months in jail for tax fraud.
Yeah, I knew there was. He's too clean.
He's too clean.
He's
exactly.
Too clean.
These clean niggas are dirty. That's why we come to you straight up and say we're the worst guys, and then you'll find we've actually got a little bit of class at the end of the day.
I also saw what's this now? A tweet from about something about the Euro Cup, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now the manager of Iceland was like, yeah, we would have beaten France too, just like we beat England if they came with Europe. But no, they came with Africa. I was like, yo.
Yo, Oaks are mal out here.
Send our boys back home.
Send our boys back home. Oaks are mal out here. But yeah, that's what's been popping off in the news of late. Yeah, we have a very interesting show for you guys today. We have this crew called Soweto Inc. But we're just about to take a little break. We're going to give you a full half-hour session on these guys because they are leaders in the industry. They are visionaries. And yeah, man, we're just trying to get y'all to know what's actually going on in these artist streets. And just on that topic, we're going to play a song, Leblomo Laka, by Lysoff, Lebo Lysoff. He was here for the fashion industry show that we had. Very, very much Pretoria-based sound. It's called Leblomo Laka by Lebo. Please take a listen. Aware. How's that sound for y'all, eh? How's that sound? That is some mad dope sound. Mad, mad dope sound. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, my name is Malcolm Zulu. You're chilling with the worst guys.
Worst what?
The main homie, Ria Bezos Sicily, is in the building today.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's been hoot, as usual. But yeah, we're about to be joined by our guest for today, Cool Soweto Inc., yeah? Yeah? Is that what your gel names is? Cool Soweto Ink. Alright, cool. I was wondering because on Facebook you're like Cool Soweto Ink, but I thought it was just Soweto Ink.
Soweto
Ink. Yeah. Soweto Ink.
Yeah, it's just Soweto Ink.
Oh, I see. Okay, cool. So tell me a little bit about yourself, your name, let the people know who you are and what Soweto Ink is about.
Alright, my name is Ndumiso Ramate. Soweto Ink is a tattoo shop. Alright, it's based in Soweto, Project Lane Extension 4. Alright, we have a team basically. We're a team of three people. We do different things. Within the team, our main focus is more about tattoos, doing body art, and all of that. But we all have our own things that we do on the side, of which me, I also do events, manage the marketing, and bring in business, do bookings, and all of that.
What kind of events?
I do mainly club events. It can be stadium events, all of those events.
So are these primarily based in Soweto?
Yes.
Because you guys are all from Soweto, right?
Yep.
Alright,
Who's got the link for Zone 6, though? Who's got that?
Yeah. Tepo over here. Tepo's chilling.
With the plug for Tepo's Zone
with
6.
Us. Tepo's with us. He's on the show a while ago. He's a young up-and-coming actor. He's the one who actually brought these homies in for us. So
Yeah.
What up? He's got the plug for Zone 6.
All black, everything, baby. Tepo's back in the building. I'm so happy to see Ria, what's up, my boy?
I'm alright.
Ah, wait, blessed up. Alright, my homie, tell the people what's your story.
What's up, people? My name is Nelo, and I'm a dancer. Yeah, Nelo, the sweaty guy, right?
Dancer? Shit, dog, like, that's crazy. You just dance, primarily. Like, I know you do the tattoo thing, but that's your art form, your passionate art form, okay?
I don't think we have too many of those in South Africa. Yeah. Like, somebody takes it passionately, like, does it for
and
a living.
And yeah, tell me, how do you survive being a dancer, man? Like, surely...
I always entertain these guys.
So they're watching you there having a bottle of Ciroc and cranberry, throwing 10 rand notes, throwing some tiger.
Where can we find
dance
you?
Dance for me.
Can we find you at Royal or Jesus? What's
Summit,
happening?
Summit.
Summit is your vibe.
Right now I'm new in Joburg, bro, so I don't know anything right now.
Eat the University of Life, right?
Yeah. So yeah, tell us a little bit about the dancing. What type of dance do you focus on? Are you a ballroom dancer?
No, I'm a hip-hop dancer. I used to crump before.
That's where it all started. Yeah. It started with crumping, teach me how to jerk. In high school, those were the dance moves. You didn't know how to jerk.
And then the daggy came in.
The daggy was...
Now they got the eat.
Yeah. So tell me, how often do you, like, dance for money? Like, I know you dance, but do people actually say, okay, we're shooting a video, do you audition for... commercials where there's dancers? What's the process like? I'm really interested in this.
What I can tell you right now is that I'm new in Johannesburg, so I don't know a lot of people.
Where are you from?
Okay.
I'm from Durban, actually.
Originally.
What brought you? Well, to touch on that, we also have another shop in Durban. That's why he's from Durban.
Oh, cool. So you guys
are from there.
You guys are running an empire here. It's just a store in Joburg and a store in Durban doing tattoos.
Yeah.
So who's there right now doing your tattoos?
There's another guy that's there, tattoo artist. Shout out to my boy, Spoo. Spoo Ama Tattoo.
Nice. So yeah, man, that's cool. You guys are all based in Joburg now. Where exactly is the ink shop set up?
The ink shop is set up in Project Lane Extension 4 in Soweto. Yeah.
Project Lane Extension 4. Yeah. And I see you inked up well and do.
Well, this is a business, man.
Yeah. people got to see as they walk in, is like, I can fucks with these tattoo artists. No, cool, man. I really like that because I myself am thinking of getting a tattoo, but we're going to talk about tattoos and the stigma and all of that a little bit later. Let me just get to know you on this side, my brother. Speak to the people.
Oh, wait. This is Stigmata. I'm one of the artists who works for Soweto Ink. I'm an artist. Let me just say I'm art.
Okay.
I do street art. Oh. I do fine art.
So,
I do it, man. All right,
cool. Even your hair, I can see, is artistic.
It's loud. That's how loud it is. It's green. You can see from outside, man.
Yeah. Nah, I feel you, dog. Nah, you guys are some homies, man. We're going to have a really good show. We are chilling with Soweto Ink, y'all. Talking to the worst guys about tattoos and body art and what it all means, man. So let me start with you, Ndu, since you do have the tattoos, well, the one that I can see the most. What do your tattoos mean to you? Tell me about your first tattoo and the process of getting that done.
Wow, weirdly, my first tattoo, it's about my brother that passed on in 2012. He was my younger brother. That was my first tattoo. I was like, let me get something meaningful.
Mm.
I didn't know much back then. And then I was like, let me get a tattoo. And then after that, that's when I got into the tattoo business and everything, understanding the tattoo business. But the first one was the name of my brother.
Oh, your brother's name.
And second was the name of my daughter and birth date.
Oh, so that's cool. See, so family first. Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Because tattoos are supposed to be meaningful. And I saw something very interesting today, not today, a while ago, about tattoos and how in the beginning a lot of people who get tattoos are like, okay, this one has to really mean something to me, etc. Mm-hmm. But over time it gets addictive and eventually you end up having a giraffe there, just like, I fucking like giraffes, dude. Mm-hmm. So have you experienced something like that, dude?
Definitely. You know what, I'll be honest with you, a couple of them were meaningful until it ended up being art.
Yeah.
Now it's all about art.
Now it's just, if it's a good drawing, if it looks good on your skin type thing, alright, cool. No, definitely, I understand that.
Definitely. Why are you rolling up your sleeves like you have tattoos?
No, it's hurt in this room, dog. We're chilling with
that. Why you think I came up covered? I heard Soweto Ink. I was like, you? Just now they stole me down like they did Elton.
Yeah. So tell me, do you have any tattoos, bro?
Yes, I have a lot of tattoos.
Describe.
My parents don't know.
Your parents don't know. How's that possible? Okay, I see you've got an Illuminati triangle with the eye in it. Can you explain just that one? I don't want to go through like all your tattoos.
I got an arc too. It means eternal life.
And okay.
Actually, a triangle, it means like when you want to go get somewhere up.
Oh, okay, like a pyramid.
Yeah, a pyramid.
So is that, it's not, it has nothing to do with the Illuminati.
Mm-mm.
We just see that image when people are talking about Jay-Z and shit. And
well, when you become successful, then I'm gonna know exactly what it is.
They're gonna say, "Yeah, you are evil."
Sold your soul to the devil.
And yourself?
Yeah, I do have tattoos. I think 30% of my body is covered with ink. So
yeah.
70% is water.
What? That's crazy, man. Yeah. So I wanted to know what is the ideal situation for you to be in to get a tattoo? Obviously, you need the money because we all know tattoos are fucking expensive. Because I've gone to go check, but DJ Fresh actually said this a long time ago on 5FM. I remember him saying, if you are not sure about what tattoo you're getting, you're not ready.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool, because, man, I've got some ideas going crazy. I might actually come up to you guys. Tell me if you guys will be able to do something like this. This is my idea for my tattoo. Okay, so I'm going to have, like, a tree. Yeah, it's going to be on my chest. I'm touching myself. So it's starting on my chest, on my chesticle. It's going to be a brain as the root of a tree. And then the brain is obviously, I mean, going to emerge into a tree that has branches. And from the tree, it'll be different things that I think people should keep their minds open to.
Mm-hmm.
The root is the mind, essentially.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'll have different things that I find people should keep their minds open to, like love, silence, reading. I'm also going to get a tattoo of Friedrich Nietzsche, just a picture of Friedrich Nietzsche. Mm-hmm. Actually, let me ask you, how much would it cost to get a picture a face of Friedrich Nietzsche on my left shoulder, just a shoulder piece from Soweto
Ink? Well, we normally call those portraits, Maniga.
Portraits? Oh, no, cool. Yeah. Teach me, dog. Teach me. I'm learning about the culture. Before I get a tattoo, before I get a tattoo, I need to know what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, that shit is for life, right?
Well, it depends on the size, but our standard size for portraits, we charge 1.8.
Oh, wow. That's really
so we're affordable.
Yeah,
that's
very affordable. Yeah, man. And for the quality, dude, I'm going to fucking come to Soweto, bro. I went to go check some prices at in Randburg, and she got like 5,000 Rand for the piece that I'm talking about. I'm like, oh, Jesus, that's ridiculous. And when it comes to the actual drawing of the tattoo, I presume that's you?
Yeah.
Stilo. Sorry, I just met you guys right now and I'm forgetting your names a little bit. Can you just repeat them for me?
Nah, Stigmata.
Nello. All right, cool. So tell me a little bit about the actual drawing of the image, Stigmata. Does that always come to you?
Normally it's come to me and Swoo, since there's two of us. But yeah, I specialize in portraits and realistic stuff. So yeah, I'm the right guy who can do your tats, man.
The drawing. Oh, okay. Yeah. So I just give you the idea and then you come out with the product and then we work on it together.
Yeah, so, and how it's going to go with the body flow and stuff. That also counts.
Your body type. Yeah. And yeah, I feel that.
I want to know like two things. Like, how many celebrated personalities have been to your stores, like be it Durban or Johannesburg?
Celebrated personalities meaning celebs.
Yeah, well, we can't really call them that in South Africa.
All right. I can actually count if you. We have Pretty Ugly. Pretty Ugly. We've done all these cool. Tats.
Who's Pretty Ugly?
Sorry, homie. You see,
he's dope.
We've also done DJ Zandy's tattoo.
Yeah.
We've done Kutso Teledi YFM. Yeah.
Wow. So MT, you guys have got the MT, accolades.
And
MT
got,
as well.
Yeah. MT.
Oh, okay. At least MT.
MG,
yeah.
Scooby Nero. There's
a lot.
Devinites.
Yeah, no, guys. You guys have.
Oh, Shumaya guys also. They all said it by us.
Yeah. But no, so you guys have got the accolades, bruh. Then I'm definitely going to come check the store out, dude. If it's 1.8 and you guys have trusted. Celebrated personalities who come to your store for ink, man. I'm sure you guys have got it all on lock, man. That's so fucking.
Hey, man, good. the only celebrities from South Africa in my books, Trevor Noah,
Nelson Mandela.
Yeah, Nelson Mandela is the one. Nelson Mandela.
But yeah, but then also, I wanted to find out, like, a person like me who's still looking to develop his body, so because I'm going to be entering bodybuilding competitions and fitness competitions. How exactly is that going to work in my favor? Because my body's going to be growing and then cutting down before competition and then growing again for the next competition. Isn't that going to, like, work in a negative effect in terms of the art on my body?
Stick.
Not yours. Really. I don't think.
Yeah.
But yeah, tattoos do expand with the skin. They shrink actually as you grow, since you're a bodybuilder, since your muscles, as they expand, your skin shrinks. It's weird enough, but yeah, it's gonna look cool.
Yeah.
It's gonna make you plan.
Wow, well. A 6 won't turn into a 9.
No, it won't turn into a 9. It's gonna be
yeah.
It's gonna be a smaller 6. So,
all right. And so for you, now let me come to you. Has anybody ever botched a tattoo of yours?
Yeah.
Like, you come with a nice picture or whatever, and it goes in, and by the time you leave, it's fucked. Or has everything come out the way you'd wanted it to?
I can say everything has come, like,
come out the way you wanted to. And how often would you have to refine your tattoos? Like, no, I'm saying because sometimes the actual image of the tattoo gets old and it blurs.
That's when you come in for touch-ups.
Touch-ups, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. How long in general before a tattoo starts...
Hey, this jargon is killing us.
How long before you come with a... Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Well, with my tattoos, hence you see them. Mm-hmm. They still look fresh.
Yeah, no, they definitely do.
They haven't... they've got like... 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Others have 3 years. Others have 5 years. They've never been touched up.
Oh.
But wow. I can still go touch them up if I want to.
So okay. How many times have you washed then? Let's talk about that.
Maybe you're not washing.
Maybe you're not washed
in 2 or 3 years.
Maybe you're not washed.
No, cool, dude. So it just depends. It just depends
you
on
can the wash them. Yeah. You can wash them now and again. The only thing that can change the tattoo, I think, is the weather. The weather, which is the temperature and the food, what you eat, the things you apply on your skin.
Yeah. So what should people do in preparation for getting a tattoo in terms of eating well, drinking well? Because I know friends who've gotten tattoos and they talk about how you shouldn't drink a lot the night before, etc. Now, do you want
to?
Yeah.
Don't
use
Zambak, people. No, just lotion. Yeah. To keep your tattoo fresh.
No. What do you use then in order to? Because a lot of my friends do put Zambak after they've gotten their tattoos. Is that bad for you?
Yeah. That's
so
bad.
What should you use? Just let it heal naturally.
Tampa cream.
Bomb cream, something like that. Yeah.
So actual cream. Okay. Cool. But then, just going back to the original question about how you get the tattoos beforehand. What should you do in preparation for getting a tattoo before you've gotten it? Like, can I drink? I get wasted? Come to you and be like, because sometimes in the movies, you get those movies where people get drunk and then they go to the tattoo parlor.
Like Expendables.
Yeah, and then they get a tattoo.
And tattoo night.
But apparently, like, it bleeds out a lot, etc.
Yeah, it bleeds out a lot. Like, if you bleed out, the blood comes out with ink, so you might as well not drink at all. Avoid alcohol.
Yeah.
Avoid sweating. Make sure you're mentally prepared for the pain as well. So,
yeah. Tell me a little bit about the pain. Is it as excruciating as one would expect?
Now, as people right now, I'm feeling hard. I'm not sure how I'm feeling right now. So as people, we feel differently.
Mm.
So Some people might feel more pain. Some might feel less pain. Yeah. Some might not feel pain at all.
Yeah, but it's bearable, obviously, because people have tattoos for days. And, like, I don't know, man. I heard it gets addictive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that is true. I will witness that. Yeah. That's why I'm like this.
Yeah, exactly. Full sleeves and shit. So I can't wait, man. I won't even lie. I'm the type of nigga get a tattoo on my face. That Mike Tyson tattoo, baby. You know?
Like, Zbu, I want to know. Wait.
Oh, dudes.
I want to know. Out of the three of you, I can see you. It's not like you're not some fly ass looking guy. So surely, after maybe doing a tramp stamp, what happens, bro? Tell us.
That's a good question. Tell us what happens. The intimate parts of the body that you have to tattoo.
How exactly does that get done? Like the inside of a thigh when a woman comes. Ooh. I want to be like.
Or a tit. Like a tit, bruh.
You know what? Honestly, Stig will be best to answer because he touch female parts all the time.
All the time. Oh, are you that guy? Are
yeah,
that
17 guy? Hours ago I was on that,
man. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Shout out to the boy for not
lying.
17 hours. Dope. So tell us a little bit more about that, Stig, or that situation.
So, yeah, I just normally switch my mind into business. So, yeah.
Just skin.
It's not like I don't feel
nice
the rush, the blush, right?
The blood rush.
Yeah, I do feel it now and again, like, especially on the inner thigh,
the
rib cage, below the boob.
Some side boob.
Because, man, what I heard is that, you know, ladies with thigh tattoos, you know, those are the ones who are dangerous.
Yeah.
They're very, very dangerous.
They're extremely dangerous because, they do take your number after the ink.
Oh!
For no specific reason, they have the. They have the studio's number, but they want yours specifically. Yeah. So I can say,
let me feel this guy's hands. Surely. Yeah, it's because they're soft. See, now, guys like me who gym without gloves, my hands aren't soft, so I'm obviously not going to get the numbers. Not that I need them.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, you're the worst, dog. You never need a girl's number. Man, so, like, I don't know. For a tattoo, I just want to be lit, man. I just want to be covered in swag because it's a statement as well. Above being art, it's a big statement to make. And I just wanted to speak to you guys a little bit about how you feel about the stigma of tattoos, the judgment from the outside world, the prudes, the goody two shoes who see people who are tattooed and immediately make assumptions.
Imagine how it's gonna look like in four years when
it's gonna look like shit when your old argument is so trash, because what part of you looks good when you're 85, dude? It's all gonna
look
good.
Why would women look good at that age?
It's all gonna look trash. So tell me a little bit about the stigma of tattoos. Have you experienced any judgment from the outside world? Do you give a fuck? Should anybody care what they do with their skin?
I'll tell you, you know what, I'm from KZN, in a rural part of KZN, Kamalak. They actually look at you when you're not, when you're wearing maybe sleeveless things.
I can imagine, Ugoko.
That type of stuff. Yeah. When I walk into a taxi, people judge me. They talk with their eyes. Physically say anything, but they actually say a lot.
Yeah.
You can tell that they say a lot. But me being me, knowing what I want and doing what I love, I don't really care what the next person says because I understand myself better.
Yeah.
I understand myself much better and I know my art looks good. So nobody will tell me shit.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like we said, this is art and I find it beautiful. That's why I'm gonna do it eventually when I get the guaps. When we get rich up in this bitch. By the way, we still want to sponsor y'all. If you're listening, you want to sponsor our show. We hoats as shit, as you can hear, man. Get us paid.
Help us help you.
Classic.
Support black business with no discount.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to say something, Turbo? You good?
You're real. Hey man, like, how about the Louis Vuitton sponsor, please?
You see, if I could come with it, then I would, you know. It's just that they ain't even trying to sponsor me at work.
Everybody been to Paris except for you, dog. Whoa. but alright, no, it's cool, man. I'm over anybody's stigma about anything that I do, really. Because if you're still caring about what people think about you in 2016, my friend, you are lost.
There's something wrong with the friend.
Because nobody gives a shit about you. Let me tell you the truth. Nobody gives a shit about you. When they go home, they're not thinking about you. They judge you in that second, but you're gonna get judged regardless. They're gonna either think, oh, this guy is a pretty cool guy. I was like, oh, look at this guy with these tattoos. They're so trash. Then they're gonna go home, eat KFC, and sleep.
And sleep.
So, yeah.
Go to church.
Yeah. Oh, go to church. Yeah. Rivers Church. So if you still care about what people think of you in this day and age, you fucking lost your marbles, man. Get it together.
Think for yourself, and you'll find out that a lot of those so-called authorities are bullshit.
That's a quote from Mac Miller. Shit! We didn't even speak about that. Mac Miller's coming to the country, dog. Yeah, at Rocky the Daisies. No. He's going to be there in Cape Town. I don't know what music you guys listen to.
Oh, is it in Cape Town?
It is in Cape Town, dog. Oh, Rocking the Daisies. Oh, dude, we have to make a whole trip out of it, dog. We fly to Cape Town.
With what spawns up, boy?
Ah, yeah. Hey, actually, I entered this Comedy Central competition, and I went through to the semifinals. So I need to just win in the semifinals and the final, and I get 10K. So if I get the 10K, we all going, guys. We all going to Mac Miller. We all going to Mac Miller in Cape Town. But yeah, man, just before we wrap up, because we are running out of time, now I'm going to start with you. Just tell me, what's your mantra when it comes to your art, your dance, your tattoo shop? What do you stand for?
I love dancing, bro. Every time I play music, every new music, actually. Like, I practice with my mind how to dance for it.
Yeah. So it's just a vision that you have. Focus.
Yeah.
Focus. That's very important.
So I'm prepared for anything.
Dope. Now then, you and do.
Yeah, well, in terms of the art and everything, it's become my life now. It's what I live on a daily basis.
It's who you are.
Yeah, it's who I am.
Yeah, that's dope. So you, Stig, as well, I believe you're gonna say the same thing because you said it earlier. You are art.
I am art. Like, the main thing to progress after all. Yeah, it's what makes you stand out, like, from the rest.
All right. So just tell us one more time where we can find you exactly, and also on social media or on websites where people should look for your stuff. But the shop itself first, in Durban and in Joburg.
Definitely. You can actually get us on social media. We have a page on Facebook. It's Soweto Inc. For those who don't know how to spell it, Soweto space INK. Yeah. We also on Twitter. We go by Soweto INK.
I-I-N-K.
At Soweto Inc. Yes, okay. Definitely. Like, and we also on Instagram at Soweto Inc.
Wow. So on Instagram, you post pictures of tattoos you've done.
Tattoos, all our work. Cool. Yeah.
That's so Nello, awesome.
Are you your dance stuff? Is it on the same link as the Soweto Inc? Or how do people find your dance? Like, how does one choreographer, if they want to, like, I need this guy in my video?
I've had a few videos on YouTube.
Really? Yeah. So what name should they search for? Full name?
Just Nello.
Yeah. And we'll find it. Are you sure it will come up?
There's Nello. Yeah, it will come up.
Okay.
And cool. I got videos on Instagram and on Facebook too. Like, if you want to find me, just search for Nello S. Lamini.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's mad dope. Mm-hmm. All right, we're just going to catch up with what the Worst Guys has been getting up to just before we wrap up the show. We spoke about the good stuff with the Worst Guys earlier, the blanket drive. Listen, homies, if you're in the Joburg area, collect all your clothes, all your blankets. Just make sure they're clean if you have used them before. Everything. We will come and get that shit at your door. So you have no excuse.
Even Victoria's Secrets. Even hobos get freaky with it.
Dog, let's go. We'll come collect it at your door. Hit us up. You can hit me up on Twitter, Marky Mark, or the Worst Guys, all the good stuff. Dude, just hit Cliff Central up and we'll find a way to get to you and get those clothes in. Also, as usual, tomorrow night we have our show at Giles Restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
We also have something special coming up. We have a beatboxer.
So, ladies.
You know what that tongue can do. Come through to Giles Restaurant tomorrow, Craig Old Park, 9 Grafton Avenue. It's always a jump. And also, like I said, I'm in that Comedy Central competition. The semifinals are on the 3rd and the 10th. So, one of those two dates, but I'll keep you posted. 3rd and the 10th of August.
Don't forget to vote.
Oh, for men's health cover guy. We have this buff ass nigga here. Vote for him. Find it on the page of The Worst Guys. It's just called The Worst Guys on Facebook. And vote. Teppo, thank you so much for bringing these homies through and coming
pleasure,
to hang
pleasure,
with
pleasure,
us.
Pleasure, homie. And I've actually got a young surprise for both of you boys.
What's the surprise?
You're actually sitting with the new crew from X Factor.
What?
Everybody else.
Is this all niggas in X Factor?
Yes, my boy.
Oh, shit. just for some context, X Factor is our agent.
Agent, yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, so it's these crazy. Guys are all involved as well.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah,
let's
man.
Take X Factor to the top.
Like,
yeah.
We really need to be, like, boy, inking magazines. Supporting. Like, that's the second time, my boy. Like, I'm actually proud.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Second time around,
but this time he's going to win it, the men's health.
Yeah, no, he has to.
Has to.
Dude, like, you see his chest.
All right, y'all. Yeah. We are wrapping up. It's been so dope hanging with Soweto Inc. and Teppo Maluleka. Ria Betswe, always dope hanging you with my boy.
Oh, yeah, always a pleasure, always a treat.
Always a pleasure, always a treat. Y'all, this has been The Worst Guys. My name is Malcolm Julie, and we out.
This is CliffCentral.com.